is Telling Tales with Ms. G. And in the studio with me, I am so happy to say it has finally happened. I have Mary Lou Sparks, Omnibus Poet.
Yay!
Very excited. Can I be more excited? Yes, probably, but I'm just excited. And I'm doubly, triply excited because I have Wish Canadier in the house. And I have Ray, who I can sort of see her hair. And I have Bill, also Bill Merck, our Juno Poet Laureate. Yay! They're all here, and they're going to bring us some wonderful poetry, as well as some interesting things that are happening in our city. And we'll be right back after this music interlude to give you more of that. Okay? So stay tuned to Telling Tales with Ms. G and her guests, and you'll have a good time. Hello. Okay, we're back. We're here in the studio at 104.3 KTOO in Juneau, Alaska. And this is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and I have poets. I'm so excited. So before we get to some really nice poetry, Ray has something to tell us.
So Bill Merck and myself, and even Mary Lou, we're all big fans of a nonprofit in town called Wish Canadier. And the nonprofit is dedicated to creating a diverse, inclusive community of people who feel comfortable sharing their voice. And we have an event that's coming up this Saturday at the UAS Rec Center, 7 p.m. It's our Grand Slam. So this is one of the two largest events that we have all year. And slam poetry is poetry combined with performance, where the audience gets to judge the poet's performance. And this event doesn't have just one poet. There are five poets that are all vying for the Grand Slam title. And so Saturday night is dedicated to slam poetry, all-inclusive, community-friendly, kid-friendly. Slam doesn't mean violence. It's more just, it's not just flowery poetry. It's very passionate and very entertaining to watch. And in addition to these five poets who are competing for the Grand Slam title, we also have opening performances by Kristen Price, Jazz Garrett, Bill Merck, Mason Galanos, and Nicole Church. And this is a great opportunity, too, for UAS. We're partnering with the Student Activities Board. And so if you know Audrey Kohler, Noah Tagaban, Mike Christensen, Zakiya McCorkle, Ben Miller, their fellow Junoites, you can find them probably downtown the valley, out the road. They're all over the place. And Wishkanadei is excited to take our performances and bring them out to the university. So please join us on Saturday, UAS Rec Center, 7 p.m., poetry, slam, words, entertainment. It's going to be exciting. It's the seventh one we've done, so you can believe us, we're good. We've been around a while. We wouldn't keep doing this if it wasn't that good.
That is
so
true.
And it's pay as you can. So again, we're trying to make it so that everybody feels welcome, no matter what the situation be.
Wonderful. Okay. You guys serving any food?
Are we serving food?
I don't know if there's going to
words.
Be food.
You can come eat some words.
We are going to have our season 8 hoodies and sweatshirts available.
That's important.
And we have a new logo that's been designed by Pixel and Plume that we're very Ooh. Excited to show.
Okay.
The posters, if you've seen around town, those are also designed by Pixel and Plume. They did just a fantastic job, I think.
Yeah.
Very exciting, very colorful, catches your eye.
Definitely.
So, also, the co-hosts we're very excited about is Dee DeRago and Erica Berggren.
Mm-hmm.
If you know them, they're mm-hmm. very talented poets in their own
yes.
right.
Yes.
So it should be a very entertaining evening. And Jacob Picard will be there as well.
Oh, fun music.
Right?
All right. Okay, great. So I bring your own snacks. But other than that, show up. It'll be fun. And the weather is perfect for sitting inside and listening to music and poetry and fun stuff. I call them like fun skits.
You always got a positive spin. That's an awesome positive spin. Yes. Classic Juno weather. Come hang out inside.
I know. What are you
gonna do? I know. She talks about the moon, but we're not going to see the moon.
Yeah, but it's still important.
It's still there. We know it's there.
It's still there. It's happening. So, okay. So now we have some poetry. And we have some I'm looking, everybody's looking at everybody else. Who wants to read their poems first? Anybody?
I would think Mary Lou, if you,
yeah.
you would
Does
be
Mary
honored.
Lou want to go
yeah.
first?
Well, I'd love to.
Okay.
I have a short poem. I have a longer poem. What would you like?
Mary Lou, you are the guest. You go for it. Do whatever you would like to do.
Well, let's try a short one first.
Okay.
This is called October Diva. October Diva announces her arrival in her usual style, downpour after downpour, hardly taking time out day or night as she thunders her arias against my window.
I like that. That is very nice.
Snaps to that.
Snaps,
yes.
Absolutely.
We're
snaps.
We're going to do some snaps. I like that very much. And yes, she is a diva. See, that's what the moon's about.
Right.
I think. Well, that was great. Okay. Who would like to follow Miss Mary Lou? Oh, Bill.
You're gesturing. All right.
Bill is going to give us something.
I'm going to read something by Mike Christensen, who's one of our featured performers here on Saturday night. It's from a new pamphlet that he just put out called Permanently Marred.
Okay.
This is called Keys. I put the chain of keys in the green glazed bowl that darkens to blue at the bottom like a pen broke and made a small lake of ink. If I don't put them in the bowl, they could be anywhere. Some of the keys open multiple doors, and some of them are for just one thing. One is decorative and doesn't open anything. One of them is missing, the soft brass clasp that held it to the chain twisted open and fell away in the day-to-day business of locking and unlocking things. You're missing, too. Keys by Mike Christensen.
I like that. Very nice.
It's a little more spare than most of Mike's work.
It is. It
pun
is.
Intended.
Pun intended. Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
If you're familiar with Mike Christensen, our...
Doc Hayward.
Doc Hayward. He's told me that he starts it, it gets going and going and going, and then it goes somewhere else.
I could read you one of his 4-page poems.
No, if
you
want. Okay.
I don't think we have enough time tonight, but maybe Saturday. Maybe Saturday.
Maybe Saturday. Let's do that. Okay. So Ray is looking at me like, oh, me next. So we're going to take a brief music interlude, and we'll be right back here telling tales with Ms. G at KTO 104.3 in Juneau, and her guest, Miss Mary Lou Omnibus Poet, and the Wish Canadian performers. Be right back. And hello, yes, we are back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G here at KTO 104.3 in Juneau. And I have up next, Ms. Ray F. is bringing us some poetry from Wishkanadie. What do you have for us?
So poetry, you can find it anywhere. And I actually know a poet who is posting poetry all around downtown, lampposts.
But we don't know who that is.
Yeah, we don't know who that is.
He wears a mask.
But this poem, I found it on the mirror of a house I used to live in here in Juneau.
Wow.
And it's so beautiful. And it's just it's a beautiful poem to look at every morning when you're getting ready to brush your teeth.
Okay.
So here it goes on the air. It's called Love in the Country by William Stafford. We live like this, no one but some of the owls awake, and of them only near ones really wake. In the rain yesterday, puddles on the walk to the barn sounded their quick little drinks. The edge of the haymow, all soaked in moonlight, dreams out there like silver music. Are there farms like this where no one likes to live and the sky going everywhere? While the earth breaks the soft horizon eastward, we study how to deserve what has already been given to us.
That is beautiful. That is very nice.
I love William Stafford.
Yeah. Oh,
wonderful.
Yeah, you love William Stafford.
Just wonderful.
So,
years ago, I had an occasion to meet him.
Oh, really?
Oh, how did you meet him?
Well, I was in Fairbanks, and he came to Fairbanks for a writer's group there, poetry group there.
Wow.
So he was a charming man, just delightful.
Yeah, his writing seems so humble. Is that how he truly was?
Well, I don't know if humble is the word I'd use, but he certainly was open and interested in you, very interested in you.
Nice.
He was very genuinely a refreshing breeze in the ego-filled room.
Perfect.
I love that, the ego-filled room.
Yeah.
That is neat. Well, I think that that's a great idea, though. You know, putting stuff on mirrors in your walls in your bathroom, keep you there longer, brush teeth longer.
Yeah, you could put it on, I mean, maybe the window of your car, but that's kind of distracting.
Yeah,
but
no, don't do that. But yeah, no, but I have children in my life. So I always go, why don't you brush your teeth? So I'm just thinking, you know.
You know, I put some Shel Silverstein up. You know, that'll work.
That could work.
That'll work.
Yeah. Yeah, Cat in the Hat's a little too short. But you're right. I think that could work. I'm gonna tell her mom
where
that.
Where the sidewalk ends. Put that up. And
yes.
They'll do that.
Yes. I have a lot of shell, actually, at the house.
Well, it's kind of a shell season right now,
too. It kind of is. I'll copy some off for them. Okay, so we're gonna tell you one more time about this PSA. We try to do this at least three times during the show. It's Wishkanetti's 7th Annual Grand Slam. That means they've been doing it for 7 years. That's awesome. It's happening this Saturday, the 21st of October, 7 p.m. at the UAS Rec Center. This is going to be a Poetry Slam champions that are going to compete for the annual Grand Slam title. And that is always so fun to see because people who've come up through the ranks and read their poetry are going to do some new stuff or, you know, just keep going, and we get to vote on them, and it's just always very fun to do. And so we're going to have opening performances by Christian Price, Jazz Garrett, Bill Merck, Mason Galanos, and Nicole Church. And the slam champions are Audrey Kohler, who I got to record and played some of her poetry on my show.
Excellent.
She's so fun. Nawaya Tagaban, he came on one of our last shows, too. He was very fun. Mike Christensen, we can't say enough about Doc Hayward. He's nutty and fun. Zakiya McCorkle. That's it, Zakiya?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
McCorkle. I don't know this person, but if they're in this group, it's got to be fun. And Ben Miller. So it's going to be a very interesting night. So I think you should definitely check it out. You can go on to their website, more info at wooshkanida.org. Or better yet, since you might have trouble spelling that, go check them out on Facebook and Woosh Poetry. It's in partnership with the UAS Student Activities Board. It's a pay as you can. I recommend you bring your own snacks, nothing too messy. Usually you get there by 6, you get a good seat, you sign up by 6:30, they start at 7. Try to come in quietly if you're going to be a little late because, yeah. You know, people are reading and performing, and it's fun. Oh, and there's going to be Jacob Picard.
Jacob Picard will be there.
Yes, playing music.
The slam poets will not be able to take advantage of Jacob.
Okay.
But the opening poets can.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward very much to performing with Jacob.
Nice.
It's always a kick. And yeah. There won't be a sign-up sheet this time.
Oh.
It'll just be the 5 openers and then the 5 competitors.
Right. So. Okay. Still get there on time.
Yeah, get there a little early because these events typically, you know, 150 people are going to show up for this thing. So
yes.
If you want a good seat, get there early. Doors open at 6:30.
Yeah, there you go. Fun. Okay. So we're going to do a little music, and then we're going to come back, and everybody's going to tell me what's the next thing they want to read. Oh. So this is Telling Tales with Ms. G and Mary Lou Spartz and Ray Evu and Bill Merck, and they're figuring out what they're going to read next. Okay? So come on back. And we're back. And Ms. Mary Lou has a poem for us. Mary Lou, you want to tell us what you're going to read?
Yes. Oh, there it is. Nora Dauenhauer is probably one of our most important poets. And Nora passed away recently.
Yes.
And at an age where probably I'd You know, it's, you've heard the expression, she's had a good life. Well, she had more than a good life. She had a great life.
Yeah.
And Nora's work, of course, was with her husband Richard, much of it, and contributed so very much to the Tlingit language and oratory. Richard and Nora's books are, of course, available for those who are studying the language or for those who are interested in it. But she was also a poet and had published two volumes, and one of them was The Droning Shaman. But this is a short poem that I'd like to read. It's called Grandpa Jacquetin in Eclipse. Sorry if I didn't pronounce that correctly, fellas. He told his family of when, as a young man, hunting along a beach, he was caught in a midday eclipse of the sun. According to Tlingit folk belief, this could turn you into a stone. So he climbed up on a high rock, where he could easily be seen. If he had to be a stone, he wanted to be seen. Lucky for us, he lived to tell the story. No stone.
I like that. That was beautiful. Thank you for reading that.
My pleasure, and we'll all miss Nora.
We will.
She's a lovely woman.
Yeah, she really was. So, I have a small poem, short poem, to read out of the book Building Fires in the Snow. It's a collection of Alaska LGBTQ short fiction and poetry, edited by Martha Amore and Lucian Childs. And this poem is called Winter Country by Jera Chadwick. We resist each other with words, or wordlessly avert our eyes when tenderness is too much to bear, the wanting heart to be only muscle. As if this were a question of strength, the answer of your eyes and language, one wing flying into itself, some bird we drive up that feigns to draw us away from its nest. Better the argument of axe and wood, the rush of the stove, your face barbarous in firelight. Always the same stranger struggling from your clothes, your eyes no longer fists but hands. So many nights of gage and grapple, this hesitance to go beyond our bodies. Outside the wind, bearing what it can't contain, erasure, the rain shifting to snow. Better the white at the windows, the space we enter between words. This winter country we've come to, settling for the closeness we can. That's Winter Country by Jera Chadwick.
Oh, nice.
Your collection is all Alaskan writers, correct?
All Alaskan, yeah. Yes. I know. So cool.
That's a nice thick book.
Yes. So, Bill, would you like to go next?
Sure.
Okay.
Another poet that we recently lost is Richard Wilbur. He just passed away this last weekend.
Oh.
At the age of 92, another long, well-lived life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a poem of his called Cottage Street, 1953. Framed in her Phoenix fire screen, Edna Ward bends to the tray of Canton, pouring tea for frightened Mrs. Plath. Then, turning toward the pale, slumped daughter and my wife and me, asks if we would prefer it weak or strong. Will we have milk or lemon, she inquires. The visit seems already strained and long. Each in his turn, we tell her our desires. It is my office to exemplify the published poet in his happiness, thus cheering Sylvia, who has wished to die. But, half ashamed and impotent to bless, I am a stupid lifeguard who has found swept to his shallows by the tide a girl who, far from shore, has been immensely drowned and stares through water now with eyes of pearl. How deep is her refusal? And how slight the genteel chat whereby we recommend life of a summer afternoon, despite the brewing dusk, which hints that it may end. And Edna Ward shall die in 15 years, after her 88 summers of such grace and courage as permit no tears, the thin hand reaching out, the last word, love. outliving Sylvia, who, condemned to live, shall study for a decade, as she must, to state at last her brilliant negative in poems free and helpless and unjust. Cottage Street, Richard Wilbur.
Wow, that's very pretty. Is this the same poet you wrote the story about his, you wrote the poem about his life?
That was W.S. Merwin.
Oh, okay.
Who is still alive, as I believe he's in his 90s as well.
Right, so, that's what made me think of it. Yep. Okay. Wow, that was very pretty.
Thanks for remembering.
It's rare.
I doubt that.
Okay. So, Ray, did you want to read?
I have a poem, but if you want to play some music, I can go after.
We're going to give. She loves the music. We're going to give her some music, and then we're going to be right back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're at KTO 104.3 in Juneau. And we are back. 1 minute to go, and Miss Ray has a great poem for us. Why don't you tell us the name of it, please?
It's called Blessing by James Wright. Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bounds softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies, drunken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture, where they had been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white, her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice. That was very pretty. Okay, and that, believe it or not, is our show.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Wow.
I know, right? So, hey, everybody, I really hope you get out to see the Grand Slam at UAS, the Rec Center, 7 p.m. Saturday, the 21st. You're going to hear a lot of good stuff, great music. Don't forget to bring a little money. It is a pay-as-you-can. And they have new T-shirts and swag and stuff like that there.
Yeah, we're cool like that.
Yeah.
We're cool like
yes,
that.
We are.
Yes. But I want to thank you all for coming tonight. I'm so glad that Mary Lou let me attack her in the grocery store and say, please be on my show. So I'm so glad you did. And thank you for sharing.
Oh, thank you so much, Misty.
Yes.
Oh,
it's
very nice to be
wait
here.
To have you back.
Right.
Yes. And Ray, thank you for coming. And we have an audience, and they're clapping and giving thumbs up out there. And Bill, thank you very much. All Roche Canadien, I'd love to have you on the show.
Can I drop one more quick promo real quick?
Real quick.
Annie B's having a show here Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Ooh.
Facebook Live Carpet Concert with Roche Canadien Poets. 4 o'clock.
Thursday, 4 o'clock, Annie B. Check it out on Facebook. It's going to be live.
Yep, right here.
Oh,
right here.
Fun. Okay. You hear all that? Okay, good. So this is Ms. G. I'm signing off until next time. Thank you very much for tuning in, and good night.